You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I went to a fairly trendy restaurant in the Cherry Creek area to have lunch with my son and my daughter-in-law. And I got to tell you something, Jer. It was so loud in this restaurant. The three of us were even talking about it, about how loud it was, because we wanted to be seated outside because it was a beautiful day, but the wait for outside was like almost an hour. And they said, we can seat you inside. We're like, sure, that's great. And we think it had something to do with the acoustics of the room and the way it was designed and the fact that it's very trendy. So it was packed with people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where there are three of us sitting at one of those, you know, a square table, and we're having to lean in, all three of us, to kind of carry on a conversation because it's just this overall roar of sound.
A cacophony of sound?
That's exactly what it was.
Just, you can hear everybody.
And I asked, you know, my son used to work for a magazine that was like an architecture magazine. So he's done a lot of chatting with architects and designers and things like that. He goes, there's absolutely ways of mitigating that in restaurants.
Sure, there
and
is.
We were chatting about it, and we think that it might be that they don't want to, that they want it to be super loud, because that would psychologically give off the impression that it is the place to be and it's a jump and join.
Oh, I get that. Okay.
And that's where everybody wants to go. If it was quiet, it might give off the impression
crickets.
Of, yeah, not being a busy
place.
It's
not fun. It's not social. It's not hip, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
But you
but you didn't like it, huh?
You can't do an old man joke here because, I mean, everyone was kind of leaning in like, what?
What? Yeah,
I've been to a couple of restaurants like that before. I remember one time with a lady friend going with her parents to a barbecue restaurant in Denver.
Uh-huh.
And there was something, again, about the acoustics that it was so loud.
Huh.
That
you just couldn't even concentrate on your brisket.
that's about right. So,
well,
I don't know. He told me about
it. You can hang those ceiling tiles and stuff, you know, from the ceiling. They do it at pools a lot and stuff to, you know, cut down on the echo. And maybe did they have like a comment box? You could say, hang ceiling tiles.
They'd throw it right in the trash. Like I'm saying, I think they want it that way.
Yeah, probably.
I think it gives off an ambiance of being popular. So
Yeah. Well, I mean, anyway, if it was full of people and stuff, I mean, it's naturally going to be that way probably a little bit.
I do have to tell you a quick story, too, because Dominic was telling me this story about somebody he knew who she got a virus and she lost all the hearing in one of her ears.
Ooh.
Like perhaps, I don't know, just for the sake of discussion, like her right ear, she lost all of her hearing. And in her left ear, it was diminished, but she could still hear. So what they did is they hooked up a little, where she had lost her hearing in her right ear, they hooked up like a little receiver type of thing.
Okay.
And it ran over to a speaker thing, like a
like
hearing
over
aid
her head?
Thing, over on her left side, which gave her surround sound. It let her hear everything going on all around, but she heard all of it out of her left ear.
That would be so weird.
And that's what she said. She goes, it was freaky. Like, she couldn't figure out spatially if somebody was talking. She was hearing people on the left side and the right side.
So you don't know where to look.
In just one ear. And she said
magnified. That would be trippy.
When everyone was wearing masks during COVID, and you'd hear people talking. We take for granted that we can tell which side of a room.
Yeah, but if it's all coming
from
in one ear, you're thrown off for sure.
Yeah, surround sound, but in just one ear.
That's crazy.
That's what I said.
That's really crazy.
She hated it.
Yeah, I was just talking about it. I hate it.
Oh my gosh. What about sound at your house?
Yeah, yesterday, I didn't have too much going on. It was a very busy day for me, but I will say when I got home from work yesterday, I cracked open the door and walked into the house to complete silence and a little note on the kitchen island that says, I love you, babe. Have a peaceful afternoon. And the little heart and the knickknack. It was her first day back to work yesterday in over 2 years. So the kids were gone at school. Nicole was not home because she was actually at the office. And I had the entire house to myself, and it was incredible. I got so much stuff done yesterday. And it was really nice last night when she came home to see her in something besides, you know, yoga pants and a hoodie that she's been in, essentially, because, you know, you're working from home. She was, like, in dress clothes and all done up. I was like, who are you, stranger? You're smoking hot. But she said, you know, being back after so long, it was, she says it was good. I mean, she said, give it some time and she'll be complaining about the commute and having to go back in, you know, when she get back into the routine. But she's like, it was kind of nice just to be there and not be interrupted by kids or a husband trying to get on her, you know, and just focus on work and have work conversations and reconnect with everybody. And she's like, so-and-so has like so much gray hair now and so-and-so lost weight. And I don't even know this group of people because they were hired over the past 2.5 years. And, you know, talking about kids and stuff and kind of putting it all into perspective, because one guy was blown away when he was asking about our kids. When we went remote, Reed was at the end of second grade, and now he just started fifth grade. So it's kind of puts that into perspective. Like, a lot of time actually has passed from, you know, being in the office and then, you know, not being in the office. And it was like, that's really eye-opening. But she's excited.
You were talking about how, in a way, it was, you know, good for her, she said, to get back because of the interruptions at home. And I've got so many friends who try to do work at home, and they say that is a thing, that their families will not leave them alone, and the families know that they're bugging them, and they don't care.
Yeah, I mean, we just got out of summer break, and she was trying to work from home while the kids were home in the morning and stuff, you know, before I got home, and she says it was really difficult. Really, really difficult. So I think as of right now, she's excited to be back. She's excited to be in dress pants and fancy shoes. She did have to go into the closet last weekend and actually dust off all of her dress shoes.
Right.
They had a layer of dust on them.
That's funny.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Let me ask you one more question.
Yeah.
So you had the house to yourself for a few hours.
Yeah.
Did you still close the door to pee?
100%.
You're so weird.